against the commands of Allah and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thinking that it's okay. The brother has just said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful and the most kind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give his Jannah. This does not mean this. As you and I, we do not know what our outcome is going to be. Is it Jannah? Or is it the fire of hell? We do not know what our outcome is going to be. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what our outcome is going to be. As believers, it is our duty to strive and do good deeds and follow the commands of Allah and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mercy part of things we should leave with Allah, as this mercy is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As believers, we should fear Allah. And we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. And at the same time, we should keep hope. We should hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. For those who have this attitude that it is okay to live a life of sin and go against the commands of Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah is the arhamur rahimin, the most merciful and the most kind. Let me tell you what the Quran says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نبي عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم. Tell my servants, yes, tell them that I am the most merciful and the most kind, and one who forgives sins. This does not mean that there is a green light and you can live a life of sin. Why? Tell him also, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِهُ الْعَذَابُ الْعَلِيمُ, that my punishment is a very severe punishment. The Quran says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيُّ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the merciful and the most kind. Don't forget it. His retribution is quick for those who live a life of sin, for those who disobey the commands of Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. The good doers, for them there is Jannah. And for those who live a life of sin and disobedience, there is no Jannah. For them is the fire of hell. The Quran yet again says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٍ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٍ. As for him whose good deeds outweigh his bad deeds, for him there's a pleasant life in Jannah. But that person whose bad deeds outweigh his good deeds, for him, his house is the pit of hell. My brothers and sisters, today, the university year has just begun. And today we all need to make a resolution. The resolution being that from today we will make a fresh start. We will ponder over our past life, and we will reflect, and we will think over our past life, and we will think about the sins that we have committed, and we will repent. And we will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. We will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We will make a resolution that from today we will live a life in the university according to the Quran and Sunnah. We will make a resolution that inshallah we will try our utmost best to refrain from sin and stay as far as possible from sin. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting. He is waiting to accept our repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive us all. Look what the Quran is saying to you and I. يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ.